You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on January 10th, 2025. We broadcast to the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Welcome to episode 2 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on the SFU Athletics, edition of SFU News, feature on the SFU Red Leafs Hockey, a follow-up on the Surrey Police transition, and a song from last year to close out the show. First up, it's Kyle Andrews' Whims of a Magical Moon with I've Got Lightning. That was I've Got Lightning from Kyle Andrews' Whims of a Magical Moon. Next up is Supermodel Taxidermies at What Cost. The track is Lipstick. The following content has some explicit language, so listener discretion is advised.
Fishnets, manis, grips, lipstick, and leather. Punk rock and metal chicks, keep it better. Push a bronze
I would like to comment on DSF Athletics at this time. Both basketball teams were in action on January 4th. The women's were shaded by the host Western Oregon Wolves 67-64, where SFU was led by Sophia Wisdowski with 20 points, the highest in the game, followed by Merlin Shelby with 13 and Rachel Lukes with 12. Western Oregon was led by Siona Wells with 18, followed by Bella Pedrogetti with 17 and Celera Liu with 13, among 8 Wolves who scored compared to 7 Red Leafs at Physical Education Building in Monmouth, Oregon. SFU men's provided a nightcap on January 4th as they were edged by the visitors Alaska Anchorage 76-74 as the Red Leafs were led by Irish Kokuya with 25 points, the highest in the game, followed by Luke Howard with 17, Matthijs van Bylandt and Lance DuPont with 11 each. The Nanooks were led by Chris Lee with 21 points, followed by Paul Johnson with 18, and Isaiah Sam Hoy with 10, among 8 Alaska Anchorage Nanooks who scored compared to 7 SFU Red Leafs at West Gym. 5 events were on tap for January 5th. First with SFU Swimming, where both Red Leafs teams were in duels against Barry University, and Bowling Green in Miami Shores, Florida, hosted by Barry, where distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. Just adjusting my mic here. I will mention the SFU winners. Tori McClanchek in the women's 1,000 freestyle at 10:36.57. Owen Nicholson in the men's 1,000 freestyle at 9:47.87. Melissa Edelman in the women's 200 freestyle at 1:55.76. Peter Morch in the men's 200 freestyle at 1:43.04. Marcus Mack in the men's 200 butterfly at 1:56.97. Peter Morch in the men's 500 freestyle at 4:45.48. Marcus Mack in the men's 100 butterfly at 51.19. Elisa Whitmore in the women's 200 individual medley at 2:12.03. Excuse me. The quartet of Peter Morch, Robert Van Leuven, Mena Monyo, Owen Nicholson in the men's 400 freestyle relay at 3:14.75. The Red Leafs, the SFU Red Leafs men's defeated the host, the Barry University Bucks men's 114-116, while the SFU Red Leafs women's destroyed the Barry University Bucks women's 161-90, but were destroyed by the Bowling Green University Falcons. Bowling Green University Falcons 211-46 at Miami County Day Aquatic Center in Miami Shores, Florida. Later on, SFU men's wrestling competed in 3 duels in the New Mexico Highlands Duels at Las Vegas, New Mexico, where the weight classes were in pounds. I will mention the Red Leafs winners, first against the Vanguard Lions. Jack Veer Grewal via a forfeit in 133, Ryan Hicks via another forfeit in 149, Magnus McCracken over Cadence Turner via a 13-4 medical stoppage in 157, Patrick Leder over Mason Hernandez via a 22-5 technical fall in 165, Peter McCracken over Marquise Brown via a fall at 333 at 174, and Owen Gusmanson over Keegan Kroger via a fall at 431 and 184 as SFU defeated Vanguard 33-22. Now against Otero Junior College, Ryan Hicks over Frederico Luna via a 19-4 technical fall in 149, Magnus McCracken over Riley Robinson via a fall at 237 and 157, Patrick Leder over Dylan Ruiz via a 24-7 technical fall at 624 in 165, Peter McCracken via a forfeit in 174, Owen Gusmanson over Caleb Cooper via a medical forfeit in 184, and Ricky Ferrosi via a forfeit in 197, as the Red Leafs defeated the Rattlers 34-22. Finally, against the host New Mexico Highlands Cowboys, Ryan Hicks over John Baker via a fall of 541 and 149. Peter McCracken over Reed McCarthy via a fall of 129 and 174. Owen Gustafson over Angelo Mechtelin via a 23 technical fall at 619 and 184. And Ricky Ferrosi over Michael Santos via a fall of 608 and 197. As the SFU Red Leafs men's wrestling team went 3-0 at the New Mexico Highlands Duels in Las Vegas, New Mexico. On January 8th, Mason Unger of SFU Volleyball was one of two recipients, with the other being Walker Sodaro of the Thompson Rivers University Wolfpack for the 2024 Ray Lepp Scholarship, where both Unger and Sodaro earned $2,000 each from Volleyball BC, as both met the scholarship criteria and potential to compete for Canada at the national level. Mason Unger is in her third year with the Red Leafs, where she made a whopping 806 digs in her first 2 years, followed by playing for a Canadian team in the Shanghai Volleyball Tournament last summer. Excuse me. Both basketball teams returned to action on January 9th. SFU men's dominated the host Montana State Billings 82-67 as the Red Leafs were led by Howard Luke with 29 points, the highest in the game, followed by Irish Kokuya with 17 and Tate Christensen with 11, while the Yellow Jackets were led by Kale Robinson with 18 points at Altero West Gym in Billings, Montana. Later on, SFU women's were spanked by Central Washington 82-70, as the Red Leafs were led by Sophia Wisotsky with 27 points, the highest in the game, but no one else scored in double digits. Meanwhile, the Wildcats were led by Asher Kai with 22 points, followed by Malia Smith with 18, Sunny Huerta with 17, and Capri Sims with 13 at SFU's West Gym. Today sees both Red Leaf swimming teams competing against the Seattle University Redhawks at Red Hawk Center in Seattle, Washington, starting at 5 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority, while overall records are used to break conference ties. For some reason, Northwest Nazarene are listed as first at 4-0 conference, 11-1 overall, while St. Martin's are listed second, 4-0 conference, 15-2 overall. Actually, that was my error, as 11-1 leads to a higher winning percentage. Central Washington are third at 3-1 conference, 9-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fourth, 3-2 conference, 10-8 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, 5th, 3-2 conference, 7-7 overall. Montana State Billings, 6th, 2-2 conference, but 11-6 overall. Seattle Pacific, 7th, 2-2 conference, 6-9 overall. Sam and Fraser are 8th at 1-4 conference, 5-10 overall. Western Washington are 9th at 0-4 conference, 3-11 overall. And Western Washington are last at 0-5 conference, but are 8-7 overall.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers established the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. Much like men's, conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference record ties. Montana State Buildings are first at 4-0 conference, 15-2 overall. Alaska Anchorage second, 4-0 conference, 13-2 overall. Central Washington are third at 3-1 conference, 10-3 overall. Western Washington fourth, 3-2 conference, 8-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene fifth, 2-2 conference, 8-5 overall. St. Martin's sixth, 2-3 conference, but are 9-4 overall. Simon Fraser are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th, 2-3 conference, but are 9-5 overall. Western Oregon 8th, 2-3 conference, 6-7 overall. Alaska Fairbanks are 9th at 0-4 conference, 5-7 overall. And Seattle Pacific are last at 0-4 conference with a 6-11 overall record.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Welcome back. Now with SFU News, all based on X. On January 4th, Burnaby native Michael J. Fox, Jane Goodall, and Bill Nye, all of whom received honorate doctorates from SFU, won the Presidential Medals of Freedom from the U.S. President Joe Biden. SFU alumni congratulated three for the achievement 2 days later on January 6th, when multiple departments welcomed students after the winter break as the spring semester classes started. As the Faculty of Education promoted people to apply for two of its master programs, Ecological Education and Educational Practice. Furthermore, on January 6th, Linguistics welcomed Georgina van der Klok, a field linguist fluent in Javanese. Utah from Venture Labs provided a 2024 year in review via a video. Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences published an article of its media mentions back in November and December, which was tweeted on January 7th, when Community Engaged Research Initiative promoted an article from its researcher in residence, Yuri Saliniak, who looks at journalism standards, media ethics for both companies, users, and misinformation impact on Ukrainian communities that have spread all over the world, particularly in Europe, North America, due to Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Also on January 7th, Gerontology extended the deadline for the BC Real Estate Foundation of BC Postdoctoral Fellow. Health Sciences promoted its 2024 year in review. SFU Research started its call for nominations for SFU Research Excellence Awards, published its top 20 of 2024. And Criminology, along with Research Center for Scottish Studies, promoted Scotland Field School on International Perspectives of Cybercrime. Furthermore, on January 7th, School of International Studies welcomed Jemima Aka Arthur as its new Simons Foundation Canada doc as the International Studies new Sub-Saharan expert. Venture Labs promoted a Forbes article on January 7th, 2025 from Ayatin Tank on four key concepts on short-term routines for long-term success. Language learning and development encouraged children between 4.5 and 18 months for its paid research study on how babies learn and develop language via 30 to 60 minute sessions online or Burnaby campus and School of Communication invited visiting scholar Professor Wayne Hope from Auckland University as he presented the Anthropocene, Global Capitalism, and Epochal Crisis of Time at Harbour Center 1415 in downtown Vancouver. On January 8th, research encouraged data scientists to apply for CANSI NCAS based on SFU. Urban Studies encouraged students to apply for two of its graduate programs, Graduate Diploma in Urban Studies, Master of Urban Studies. Venture Labs welcomed Temasek and Sky Acres Technologies. English congratulated Professor Diana Solomon and alumnus Dr. David Weston on their latest book, The Broadview Anthology of Restoration and 18th Century Drama, second edition. On January 9th, English reminded students to apply for bursaries. Residents closed applications for its life team jobs. Urban Studies encouraged students to apply for its bursaries. Venture Labs advocated those developing energy storage solutions to apply up to $3 million in non-dilutive funding from BCC Ice, BC Hydro. Venture Labs also highlighted its alumni Ionomo on its success in the last 12 months, along with top job opportunities for tech in 2025. SFU alumni congratulated Grace Chu, a senior manager in Scotiabank's BC and Yukon region, for being named Top 40 Under 40 by the Business in Vancouver for 2024 for exemplary leadership. Molecular Biology shared its seminar series for the 2025 spring semester, which Psychology welcomed. Residences welcomed its occupants for the semester. School of International Studies recognized Yushu Zhu, an assistant professor in Urban Studies and Public Policy, for making SFU researchers top 20 of 2024. Zhu was also congratulated by Urban Studies Today when BD School recognized Ian McCarthy, professor of Innovation and Operations Management, Aviva Philip Muller, assistant professor of marketing, for being on SFU Research's top 20 of 2024. Economics welcomed two visiting professors, Agnes Romiti from University of Strathclyde, Michelle Battisti from University of Glasgow. Publishing International Studies encouraged undergrads to apply for its master programs. And SFU Vancouver promoted its ping pong table being back for this semester.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome to the second half of episode 2 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, a feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, a follow-up on the Surrey Police transition, and a song from last year to close out the show. First up in the second half, it's a third act of the hour, Sing Canes, We Belong. Here is Everything is Everything featuring True Osborne.